Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this fantastic, fantabulous Friday. That's it. What's our scripture today, man?
It is going to be from Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, no fear.
That's right. On today's call, we're going to discuss seven great things to do this weekend.
Yes, we are.
I can tell you what mine are. Spend them with you.
That's right. That's what we do.
What are you going to do this weekend? Do you have a plan for your time? Does it include shopping, social events, surfing the net, straightening up around the house, sports on TV, starting a home improvement project, or shoveling dirt in the flower bed or snow out of the driveway? It's a little early for snow. Well, some places, they could still get it, I guess. So let's see. Starting, shopping, surfing, shoveling, straightening, social, and sports. Seven S words for your weekend. Now, we suggest that if you want to make your next week great, your best week ever, here are seven different things that you should be doing this weekend.
Ooh, the first one appeals to me greatly, doesn't it to you?
It does. You go.
Especially lately. Number one, rest. Some people find it hard to rest for a day, let alone a weekend, due to what they perceive to be the demands of the job, or perhaps even financial stress they're facing. No matter what battles you're facing, take comfort in the words of Exodus 14:14. Exodus 14:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, the Lord will fight for you,
yes,
and you shall hold your peace and
yes,
remain at rest.
Yes.
The contemporary English version of that scripture, Exodus 14:14, says, the Lord will fight you, and you won't have fight for you, and you won't have to do a thing. When you know that the Lord is fighting your battles, that should release you to follow his instructions and then be able to rest.
Hallelujah. You know, the Huntington New Living Translation says they were just to stay calm.
There you go.
There's a lot more that could be written about rest, as it appears over 380 times in the King James Version of the Bible. But this is the verse God directed us to. Here's the bottom line. Rest in him, in his presence, in his protection, and in the promises of his word.
Hallelujah. Number two, relax. We just love the Lord, and he has led us to three verses to help us understand the importance of relaxing. I love it. If I feel like I can relax. In his presence is a place where we can relax, no matter what's going on around us. Psalm 9:9 in the Message Bible says,
God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry that you knocked.
Wow.
We need to open our hearts to receive what God is sending our way. Jude 1:1, Message Bible. Relax. Everything's going to be all right. Rest. Everything's coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way.
Wow.
When we allow ourselves to rest and relax, something good is coming our way.
Yeah. In Daniel 12:13, Message Bible, it says, and you go about your business without fretting or worrying. Relax. When it's all over, you will be on your feet to receive your reward.
Hallelujah.
That's a hallelujah scripture.
Absolutely.
Number three, reflect. Psalm 119:15 in the New Living Translation says, I will study your commands and reflect on your ways. You know, we know God has given us a definite progression of these seven things. Rest, relax, and now reflect. You know, you have to get rested and then be able, you have to rest and you have to be able to relax to reflect. And as we've been able to unwind, as we're able to, unwind in his presence. He's now going to give us some very specific instructions found in Titus 2, 1 and verse 7. Titus 2, verse 1 and verse 7 in the New Living Translation. And it says, as for you, Titus, promote the kind of living that reflects wholesome teaching. You yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching.
Wow.
Wow. Make no mistake about it. The scripture isn't just for Titus. It's for every one of us.
Absolutely. Number four, refresh. Have you ever been really thirsty? Where you could feel the first swallow of cool water going down your throat into your stomach? And you kind of go, do you remember how refreshing that drink of water was? But after a while, you need to refresh it again. Matthew 11:28, Classic Amplified, offers us a refreshing that never ends. The verse says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Notice the progression in this verse. Relieve, refresh, relieve, hallelujah, and refresh. Psalm 23:3, Amplified Bible. He refreshes, restores my life, myself. He leads me in the path of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him. Not for my earning it, but for his name's sake.
That is powerful. Number five, recreate. As the Lord stirred the word recreate in the two of us, we thought surely he meant recreation. You've rested the mind, you've rested in your spirit, and that number five would be time to recreate, or as in recreation. But after searching unsuccessfully for the word in 12 different translations, we finally got around to understanding what he wanted us to share. And we were reading Ephesians 2:10, Classic Amplified. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. If we're so weary that we can't think straight, truly, then we've limited our effectiveness of being able to do what he's planned for us today. God wants us resting, relaxing, reflecting, and experiencing refreshing in his presence so he can remind us that we are recreated in Christ Jesus for a distinct purpose.
Number six, reinvigorate. Now I realize the word reinvigorate is not in the scriptures. It could have been the word renew. But there's some pretty powerful scriptures that contain that word, such as Psalm 94:19, New Living Translation. It says, when doubts fill my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Or perhaps 2 Corinthians 4:16, New Living Translation. That is why we never give up. For our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. Why reinvigorate? It's just like, well, the word of choice, because it symbolizes the fire of God that lives in our bones.
Wow. That is,
according to dictionary.com, it is defined as to give vigor to, feel life and energy, energize. Now, that's what we're talking about. That's our passion for God's word and our work.
And number seven, rejoice. Psalm 118:24 in the Classic Amplified says, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 in the Classic Amplified says, be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually and always. We think the Message Bible translation of 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 is a, well, good scripture to end this teaching. It says, be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you to belong to Christ Jesus and to live. Those, let me say that again. This is the way it says. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. So here are seven practical things that we can do this weekend, truthfully. One, we could read a book.
Yes.
I love that. Got several going.
Number two, write your book.
Woo.
Spend an hour a day writing your book. If you do that for 21 days, something happens and your book will be finished within a week. Unless you, well, procrastinate.
Or go for a walk. Number three, go for a walk. So it's just becoming warm, but, you know, we can, but it hasn't become too warm here.
No.
So you could go for a walk.
Yes.
And just, you know, if it's too cool or it's too hot where you're living, then go for a walk in the mall area or someplace where it, just keep your wallet in your pocket, right? But exercise your body, not your credit cards.
That's it. Number four, do something out of the ordinary. Keep memories with your children. Playing board games. We love doing that.
We do.
And I play Balderdash, Bananagrams.
That's it. There's lots to play.
Lots to play.
Number five, make your errands dates with your spouse. That's
what we do
all the time. We have grocery dates, laundry dates. Sometimes, rarely, movie dates. There's a lot of different things that you can do. Just going somewhere, we ride to the river.
Yes,
we look at the river, and we call it our just relaxation day.
That's right.
That's true.
Watching the river flow. Number six, get the family involved in finishing a project. Make a special dessert as a reward for the efforts.
Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Number seven, spend time talking about the Sunday sermon at church when you have lunch. Ask the kids what they learned at children's church if the kids are around or if you're having lunch with your children or even grandchildren. Talk about how to activate into daily life what you learn from the Word of God.
So what are you going to do this weekend? Let's see. Rest. Relax, reflect, refresh, recreate, reinvigorate, rejoice. Sam Morris for a marvelous weekend.
I was trying to think of an R-word weekend, but anyway. Anyway, it's going to be super good.
Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.